So this happened in Russia. Vladimir Putin's press secretary had a seriously luxurious wedding on Saturday. Dmitry Peskov got hitched to Olympic champion ice dancer Tatiana Navka. And then activists noticed that Peskov was wearing a watch. No big deal there, but this was a really expensive watch. And then the internet blew up. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow. Great to have you on the show again, Charles. So what kind of watch was this?
Well, this was a Richard Mille limited edition timepiece. It's the RM5201, for those who know about this kind of stuff. And there are only 30 of them made. And it's actually sometimes known as the skull watch because its most prominent feature is kind of a slightly terrifying skull on the face of the watch.
Yeah, so how much is it supposedly worth?
Well, it's worth $600,000+, although you might be able to get it cheaper on eBay if you look hard enough. But the key point here is that it's actually worth four times Peskov's annual salary. And that's what had a lot of people asking, you know, how did he manage this?
Yeah, so did Peskov buy it or was it given to him?
Well, he came out after this kind of blew up over the weekend. He came out with made a press call to journalists, and this question was raised about him being sort of the key newsmaker of the weekend, certainly in Russia.
Right. So let's hear what he had to say.
Peskov is basically saying here that, you know, look, this is a gift from my wife. You know, I couldn't not wear it on my wedding. It was a wedding gift. And Navka's also come out in a separate statement and said, basically, look, I worked extra hard all summer. I'm a successful, you know, former Olympic champion. And, you know, therefore, I wanted to give it to him. And this is what I did. And that's the end of their story. And they're sticking to it.
Charles, what is it with Russians and their apparent love of wristwatches? I've never heard of a Richard Mille watch, but Russian eyes zoomed in on Peskov's wrist like a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've seen a, quote, watch scandal. Russian elites seem to be really fixated on their watches. So I think this has become kind of part of now like a sort of a hunting sport among bloggers here. There's been certainly a lot of interest in Vladimir Putin's watches, and some of them have been valued at around $500,000. We've also seen a scandal in the past involving the Russian patriarch, who, you know, as a symbol of piety, was wearing a watch that was worth $40,000. That one kind of blew up into a special PR disaster because the Orthodox Church tried to scrub a photograph and, in fact, left the reflection of the watch on the table where he was seen with it.
So generally, are Russians suspicious that their leaders are big spenders and living a cushy lifestyle? Or if the expenses aren't too big, do they kind of give them a pass for that?
Well, there's, you know, certainly a lot of outrage, but I think there's a certain sense that this is just the way things kind of unfold here. I spoke with some people from Transparency International here, you know, and they say, like, look, this is part of the pecking order that if one guy has a car, you need something nicer. And so they would assume Peskov trying to sort of send a symbol of that he's a player essentially here. And on the other hand, it's also important to point out that actually Russia will be hosting the United Nations Convention Against Corruption in November. So, you know, there might be an effort here to try and prove that they're serious in tackling corruption, because certainly on the international stage, the reputation is that Russia is a fairly corrupt place. And, you know, perception comes reality, in fact.
Who blew the lid on all this? Like, who saw the watch first? Do we know?
So this all came to prominence because Alexei Navalny, Russia's sort of most popular anti-corruption crusader and a blogger and an opposition politician who's sort of regularly a thorn in the Kremlin's side, noticed this photograph that was posted on social media. This was just a photograph posted by one of the guests at the wedding. And right away, he fixed in on this watch and did some research and found out that it was worth quite a bit of money.
Well, in Western culture, giving watches might be a kind of a nice gift, but in like Chinese culture, it's bad luck. So considering Russia straddles both Europe and Asia, what's the prognosis for this marriage?
Well, you know, I actually looked into this. In fact, in Russian culture, getting a watch is really, really bad juju. It's really bad luck. It's supposed to sort of symbolize that your time is ending on Earth, or it symbolizes the death of the relationship. So I don't know what that spells for Peskov. In fact, there's a woman I spoke with who runs a sort of very popular love television show for newlyweds. It's called Let's Get Married, and it's her name is Rosa Sebyatova. And Sebyatova herself said, you know, look, what's the big deal? They certainly socialize in circles where, you know, a cheap gift wouldn't be acceptable. But as she pointed out to me, she said, but I understand, you know, why journalists are looking into this, because, you know, you're trying to provide information to the regular people.
All right. Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow. Good to speak with you again. We're going to leave it there. Thanks.
Good to speak with you, Marco.